All right, as you continue to breathe the vagus nerve breathing technique for another few seconds, we will begin shortly. All right, keeping your eyes closed and breathing normally now, I just want you to be aware, Victor, that you keep control the whole time. If a suggestion serves you, your mind keeps it. If something feels less useful, your mind lets it pass and keeps you safe. Your eyes are now resting as they are closed now. And that feels easy. Your comfort leads. I want you now to let your attention settle on your breathing. A natural breath in and a slightly longer out breath. And as you exhale, allow the jaw to loosen. Teeth apart, tongue resting, and inside that easy out-breath, hear the words, soft jaw, long exhale, steady mind. Again, easy in. Longer out with the phrase, inside. Your body recognizes this signal like a well-worn path you can find in the dark. That's right. If you like, you can choose a single point in your awareness. Perhaps the weight of your hand. The air at the tip of your nose, or the sound of my voice. With the breath in, focus sharpens. With the breath out, the edges soften. In, sharp. Out, soft. On a comfortable out-breath, eyelids closed, your system knows how to settle because it has settled before. On a comfortable out-breath, eyelids remain closed. Your system knows how to settle because it has settled before. Now I want you to imagine 10 shallow steps to a quiet room designed just for you. Each number invites your comfort to increase in a way that feels agreeable and calm. 10. Shoulders easier. 9. Jaw soft. 8. Breath lengthens. 7. Forehead smooth. 6. Eyes resting. 5. Body and chair match. Or sofa and body match. or wherever you're sitting and lying down, the body matches where you're sitting. 4. Thoughts float and settle. 3. Clear and steady. 2. On your own side. And 1. The room welcomes you. Quiet, safe, and familiar. Some people notice a tiny detail, the way the belly moves on an exhale, or how the corners of the lips soften. And that small detail tells the whole system, we're doing fine. Others notice the weight of the legs or the warmth in the hands. Whatever you notice, your mind can use it to deepen comfort and clarity. A craftsman sharpened one tool each morning. Not all the tools, just one. After a while, the work became cleaner and easier. In a similar way, you can let one small skill become smooth and reliable today, and another tomorrow. And before long, the whole workshop runs quieter. Another person discovered their mind was like an orchestra. Under pressure, instruments played at once. Then the conductor returned. One longer exhale, a soft jaw, and the tempo gathered itself. When the conductor lifts the baton, attention narrows to the next useful note while the background softens. You can allow your conductor to return whenever you wish. And there are shelves with respectful boxes, not to erase the past, just to let the present have the desk. During work time, the box can rest with the lid clicked or taped shut beneath a friendly sign. Work time equals present time. Later, when you choose, reflection time opens a box with care and closes it again with gratitude. In a moment, I'll say review mode now. While you remain comfortable, your subconscious reviews the skills you have already learned, feeling how they fit the hands, the breath, the eyes, and ordinary movements, ordinary moments of daily life. There is nothing new to learn here, only the pleasure of recognizing what already works. Calm switch finds a longer exhale and the soft jaw that tells the nervous system it is safe. The focus anchor, thumb and finger, two breaths, the phrase "back to task now" returns attention to the next tiny step. Pace, focus, voice sets the tempo you choose, the spotlight you choose, and the expression you choose. The respectful shelf holds the past while the present works. And one calm sentence, request, clarify, or exit, guides conversation with dignity. As review unfolds in the background, your body can enjoy the feeling of things clicking into place, like tabs aligning in a well-made drawer. The mind likes it. The mind likes when tools are where you expect them to be. Review mode now. Review mode now. Your unconscious awareness knows to review everything now, quickly, easily, effortlessly. Review mode now. Your unconscious awareness is doing this for you. Easily, effortlessly. That's right. While that quiet rehearsal continues, notice small proofs that it is working now. The breath glides without effort. The jaw feels light. The eyes choose one word at a time instead of the whole page. The hands rest, ready to act, steady, deliberate. Some people are surprised to feel the calm switch happening almost before they think of it. The longer out-breath begins on its own, like the body remembering a favorite route home. And as that happens, attention naturally returns to the next useful step. Read one more line. Write one clear sentence. Complete one function. Choose one answer. Small steps create reliable momentum. Let's visit a few scenes briefly so your system can map where these skills belong. You're at your study desk. The chair meets your back. You begin with one calm switch breath. The conductor returns. Thumb and finger meet lightly. Two breaths. Inside. Back to task now. The next line comes into focus, as if the font grows a size larger. 5 minutes later, a single, longer exhale refreshes the system, and the spotlight stays where you want it. In the programming lab, the spec sits above the code window. You pick one small piece to implement. Pinch, breathe, phrase. Hands make the keystrokes. If doubt taps your shoulder, a box rises to the shelf. The lid clicks or is taped fully. The sign reads, "Work time equals present time." And the code continues to appear beneath your fingers. Exam time, exam room. Paper, pen, or screen light up. Calm switch once. Read the first item only. If an old memory tries to open, the respectful hand returns the lid to its place. Focus returns to the current item. You answer what is here now. One after another, steady and clean. Conversations that are heated. A remark lands sharply. The body pauses. A hand touches the chest or the hip. The jaw softens. In that breath, a plant appears. That plant is request, clarify, or exit. One sentence carries your voice with dignity. Space appears in the moment, and respect grows there. In the evening, winding down, lights lower, one hand on the belly, one on the chest. The lower hand rises first. As the breath moves, a warm ribbon of comfort travels from the throat through the chest to the stomach, smoothing the track of the day. Sleep gathers like a friendly tide, and the learning stores itself. Your identity grows from repeated experience. Each time you practice, another line writes itself. I choose my pace. I choose my focus. I choose my voice. Pace sets a workable tempo, neither rushed nor stalled, simply appropriate. Focus chooses the next tiny step and lets background noise fade to the edges. Voice decides whether to speak one clear sentence or keep a chosen silence that protects dignity. You can hear these lines in a three-breath rhythm now. One line per long exhale, so the body remembers the tempo. The first exhale, I choose my pace. The second exhale, I choose my focus. The third exhale, I choose my voice. The rhythm becomes familiar, like a favorite walking cadence. If a day feels heavy, that is only weather, not climate. Weather changes with a wind shift. Often, one longer exhale is enough to change the air you are standing in. When a page looks crowded, shrink the target. One word, one line, one click. When a memory knocks repeatedly, it is because the box wants respect. You can give respect with a name and a lid to click or tape, and promise, later we'll deal with that. Later we'll experience that. Later in a safe place, but not now. When energy dips, your system can borrow momentum from a smaller start. A tiny beginning is still a beginning. The orchestra does not play the whole symphony at once. One bar at a time is enough. And if a conversation heats quickly, pacing your breath changes the tempo of the moment. You do not have to match anyone else's speed. You set your own. The rule of ones makes progress dependable. One anchor pinch, one longer exhale, one tiny step, one calm sentence, one study block, one page, one lab function, then the next. One respectful boundary, then space. Each one is small. Together they compound like steady deposits in a savings account that quietly grows. Here is a simple track you can run anytime in 2 to 3 minutes. Calm switch once. Jaw loose. Longer exhale. Soft jaw. Long exhale. Steady mind. One line per exhale. I choose my pace. Focus. Voice. Anchor. Pinch thumb and finger. 2 breaths. Inside phrase that you say to yourself. Back to task now. Choose one tiny step and do it immediately. If you have more time, add the shelf, name the box, and tape the lid. Sign says work time, present time. Then continue. If you are ending for sleep, place a warm ribbon of comfort from throat to chest to stomach. And let the tide carry you toward rest. Imagine yourself a few weeks from now, looking back at a calendar dotted with short study blocks, clean lab sessions, steady exam nerves, and calmer conversations. You notice that confidence grew not from big speeches, but from small, repeated acts that proved who you are to yourself. Imagine months from now, semesters later, the conductor stepping up naturally whenever you sit or stand or listen. The breath sets the tempo before the mind even asks. Focus selects the next step. Voice chooses expression or chosen silence. The shelf keeps the desk clear. The identity statement arrives without effort. I choose my pace. I choose my focus. I choose my voice. Imagine years from now, older, kinder to yourself, explaining to someone younger how you built your steadiness. You might say to them, I practiced tiny skills that worked every day. I chose my pace. I chose my focus. I chose my voice. And as you say it in that future, the body here and now absorbs the truth of it. Now, gently making the familiar pinch of thumb and index finger now. One easy in-breath and a longer out-breath with the quiet phrase inside. Notice how quickly the pathway lights up, like motion sensor lights, guiding a walkway you know well. Your system reads the cue kindly and responds with steadiness. Good. The path grows smoother each time you walk it, and the mind enjoys walking paths that are smooth. In a moment, I'll count from 1 up to 5. With each ascending number, balanced energy returns, and you keep this steadiness. If you are listening to this hypnosis at night, when I reach 5, you'll be able to open your eyes, turn off your device, turn off the lights, and go to sleep easily and effortlessly. If you are listening to this during the day, when you hear me say 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis fully awake, refreshed, and energized, ready to go on with your day. 1. Breathing fully now. 2. Posture lifts. 3. The mind is clear. 4. Eyes are comfortable. And 5. Eyes open now. Calm, steady. And you're feeling good now. That's right.